Okay, so we are in Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Aleph. So if we go into the, I guess we'll start in the tour. The tour says in Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph, Kashem Shavoda Zara Asur Bana, Kakol Hana, Habos Vimen Asuras. So just as the Avoda Zara itself is Asur Bana, as we spent the first couple of weeks learning, so too all the Hanos that come from it would be Asur. Vafilu im srefa, even if something is burnt already, asurli henos begachalasa uviafra, vamutali henos mishalavasa. Is prohibited to benefit from a coal or from the afra is from the ashes. Avamutali henos mishalavasa. You're permitted to get benefit from the flame. So what that means is unclear. If you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is quoting it from the Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. So Mishnah Maseches Beitzah has a few, actually, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is talking about carrying, setting a Tchum Shabbos. But then the Gemara gives you five examples of where we distinguish between a burning coal, the very beginning of the Beis Yosef.
Yes, I'm on the first, you're going to flip back up.
Could be. So we distinguish between the coal and the flame. So one of the distinctions, so why? Because a coal is actually yeshbo mamish, therefore the coal is going to remain prohibited, but a flame is not. Now the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion of how you get a flame without a source. And I'm not sure what the Gemara's, I can't really understand what the Gemara's conclusion is. Something about a flame that got blown, like the wind came and blew the flame. It's a little difficult to figure out what that means. But the one thing that is clear, that if you just take the flame, if you extend the flame, so it sounds like that should be okay. So if in the Shulchan Aruch, so this shows up actually in Aruch Chaim, of all places, in Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, in Aruch Chaim, which is written as Reish Ches Tzadi, because Reish Tzadi Ches is... So what is Simon Reish Chef Ches Tzadi? So that is Hilchos Havdalah. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Imavarchan al aner shelo shaves memlachas avera lafuke ur shehudlak l'chayo l'chol." Okay, shekivin shelo hudlak l'avera mavarchan alav. That they couldn't have been lit for the purpose of an avera. Aval im hidliku ainu Yehudi b'Shabbos, but if a non-Jew lit the candle on Shabbos, kevich im hayam madliku Yisrael haya over lo shavas mimlachas avera mikri. So if a Jew would have done it, he would have violated the din. So that's not called shavas, and that's a problem. So a Jew shouldn't use a candle that was lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos. And then concludes and says ve'im avarchin al ur shel avodah zarah. And don't use the light of Avodah Zarah. So what is that talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'afil im lo hudlak rak motzi Shabbos." Even if it was lit on motzi Shabbos, if a non-Jew lit it, it's a problem. You shouldn't use it. Why? That tamishim de hudlak l'chavan Avodah Zarah v'asul lihenas mimenu. Because we assume that they lit it for the honor of Avodah Zarah, and therefore you can't benefit from it. Then he says, "V'dafka kishe hashal heves kishura b'ner." It's only if the flame is connected to a candle or a coal of Avodah Zarah. The kevin de gachelas yesh bo mamish v'shalheves kishur bo chala iser gam al ha-shalheves. Because the coal exists and the shalheves is connected to it, so you have a problem. The iser of the coal goes onto the flame. V'lachin in levarach Allah. Aval im Yisrael hidlik near miner shel Avodah Zarah. If he takes a flame from the flame of Avodah Zarah, that would be mutter to make a bracha on. Divazeh in kan mamash shel iser rakha shel because that's not a mamish and iser, it's only a flame. So the point of the Gemara is trying to make the point that a flame that is separate from a source doesn't actually exist. Now, how you get a flame that is separate from the source is not something that we figured out. But while the flame is still connected to the source, you have a problem. So therefore, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Mishnah Berurah is saying that if the non-Jew lit a candle, even though the flame exists on top of the coal, you're not allowed to use that flame. Only if the Jew takes from the flame and starts a new flame, that's when it becomes permissible.
So is that the implication here?
So it's a questionable whether that's the implication here or not.
Because otherwise it doesn't seem to make sense. Because if you can't use the coal, so how can you use the flame?
If the flame somehow gets... Separate, which is what the Gemara describes. I mean, the Gemara there says, if you carry a coal on Shabbos, so you're going to violate the din of carrying on Shabbos. If you carry just the flame, so you're not violating Shabbos. So the Gemara, wants to say, how do you do that? So there the Gemara actually says something. It says, well, if you take a little splinter and the splinter is on fire, so the splinter is not a shear of carrying, so the flame that's coming out from the splinter is not going to be the shear of carrying. But that's only dealing with the Shabbos issue. The Gemara also tries to give answers of how you can have a hanging flame, which, again, I don't really understand what the Gemara was describing. Yes.
So when you're saying about calling an Avodah Zarah, do you mean is that like a code word for goyim?
No. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be concerned that if a non-Jew lit it, they did it l'shem Avodah Zarah. So it seems like that's only when he actually would have done it l'shem Avodah Zarah.
What if your candle goes out on Yom Tov and you want to light the Yom Tov candles? Can you ask?
That's fine. You just can't.
You can ask them to light a candle.
No, you would light from their candle. You would light from their flame. You would do that anyways.
Like if you
wouldn't have them light your Yontif candles. You would light the Yontif candle yourself.
If you take a small Chanukah candle and ask them to light it, then you can use that light candle to be yours. That's something that actually can come up.
That would probably be okay, because both on Yontif, you're just making it on the light itself. But if Haravdala, you actually have to be talking about a creative light. So therefore, that's why it would be excluded. I don't know. This halacha is only found in Hilchos Havdalah. I don't think it's found in Hilchos Lachos Neiros on Shabbos. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch really just quotes this. So the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, it deals with many Hilchos of Hana, which I couldn't really find much that would be so relevant Bizman Hazeh. However, if we move along to Tess. So Tess, I think, comes up. So I wondered about this when I was in high school. We used to march in the Israeli Day Parade every year, right? So where do you march in the Israeli Day Parade in New York? You march up Fifth Avenue, right? Up Fifth Avenue. So in the first couple of blocks, while everything is still very stagnated and you stop every 100 feet to wait for things to start moving, so you end up in the, you walk right past the St. Patrick's Cathedral. Right, so you walk right in front of it. So, and it's the morning usually, unless you. I think I figured out after a while that the bigger schools march last, and the smaller schools march first. So if you're earlier in the morning, the shadow from the St. Patrick's Cathedral is covering Fifth Avenue. Right, so is that then a problem? Is that one have to be concerned that they're being nene from Avodah Zarah in that case? So the Gemara itself, or the Mishnah itself, discusses specifically an Asherah tree. So a tree might be different, may or may not be different than a church, but that's the discussion that the Mishnah has to start with. A tree that was planted l'shem Avodah Zarah, or a tree that is worshipped as Avodah Zarah. So in Tess Aleph it says, Asur Leishiv B'Tzel HaSherah, one is not permitted to, we have the tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one is not permitted to sit in the shade of the Asherah, V'afilu B'Tzel Tzela, even in the shade of the shade, what does that mean? Peir shachris v'arvis hatzel shel kol davar aruch ma'od ad kedei komaso nikra tzelo umisham ve'elach nikra tzel tzelo. What is he talking about? So in the morning and the evening, so the shade could be longer than the actual object itself, right? It could extend for liol and vod. So he says that the tzel is the whatever the height of the object you're in the shade of. Whatever the height of that extends to, that's considered the tzel. And if the shadow extends past the height of that, so that's no longer called the tzel, that's called the tzel tzelo. That's called the shade of the shade, whatever. We're not really going to translate that. But okay. Okay, so one is not supposed to sit in the shade of a asherah. And even in the tzel tzela. Okay. Vafilu lavor tachtaha derech havara ba'alma aser. And even to walk under it, that's problematic. Now, under it does not necessarily mean the shade. But okay, let's even assume that it is talking about the shade. So even to walk under it is going to be a problem. However, v'hani mili she'eno note al haderech. That's only if it doesn't cover the road. If this tree is right next to the road and actually puts shade over the road, if you have another way to go, you're not allowed to go under it. But if you don't have another way, so then you are allowed to go under it. What does it mean that you don't have another way? So it seems like you don't have another way, it's going to be just as fast. Meaning if this is going to delay you at all, so then you're permitted to go under it, assuming you're just going along the road and not going off the road into the shade. Yeah.
What if it's winter time and you really don't want the shade?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, so there is a sugya in Psachim, which I saw alluded to. I didn't go back and look it up. That we have a concept called Efshar Velom Chavin, Efshar Velom Chavin, or Lo Efshar, that it discusses whether you can have Kavana not to get Hana. And I believe we paskin. That you could have kavana not to get it. So if you have kavana not to get it, for some
reason, you can need kavana because basically,
you know, it's not even hana.
You're getting colder when you go in the shade.
Right. Okay.
Negative.
Right. So, I mean, it sounds like this is in the context of hana. Yeah. So v'imein derech acheres mutul aver tachta v'afilu hachti, but even so yarchik adam. Chashuv mehakior v'hadomalo, v'chesha over tachteha yimaher laretz b'chol mashiyelcha. That the adam chashuv should try to stay away from these things. From this, the kior is the. I think that was an example in the Gemara from the fountain. But you should stay away from the adam chashuv should stay away. And when you go under it, you should go as fast as you can. So that's Kikin straight out of the Gemara. The Gemara has a story of the Gemara going, and he tells him to like hurry up. And said, okay, why is he doing that? And he said, well, even though it's supposed to go under, he tries to hurry up. And then he tells the story of another Amora that says to, I didn't want to go under it at all. He says, why are you not allowed to go under it? I thought you are allowed to go under it. It's on the road, and it's just blocking your way. So he says, well, Adam Chashev is shiny. Adam Chashev is going to have a bigger chumra, which is always an interesting thing to see in the Gemara. This sort of separate set of rules for an adam chashuv, whatever that means. Okay, so then comes the tour again and says, okay, so that's all to do with the asherah. So the tour continues on and says, v'chasav harayvid dafka asherah she'asuya lutzel. That's only by an asherah which is meant to give shade. Bein l'tachteha, bein l'chutzla. Whether you're right underneath the tree, or even if you're not right underneath the tree, the purpose of a tree is to give shade. Aval beis avodah zarah, but if it's actually a church, a beis avodah zarah, tocho v'neged pischo, toch arba amos aser. That it's only under it, and within four amos that's going to be aser. Acharav, but behind it is mutter. V'afilu tocho, and even in it, im gozel harabim shekadam lo, haderech, v'achar kach bono sham beis avodah zarah, mutter lavor derech sham. That if the road was there first, and they built the church over the road, meaning they're blocking my way, so I'm allowed to go into it. That's what it sounds like. We'll see what we'll see about that soon. But it sounds like you're even allowed to go into it. Aval im kadam habayis l'derech aser. But if the church was there before the road, so then it would be prohibited. So the Ravid here is making a very important distinction, right? He says, why a tree? So a tree is something that gives shade. That's just that's what a tree is. So an asherah tree, by definition, is something that is giving shade. A building, the purpose of a building is not to give shade. So if it's not to give shade, so even if you are within the shade of it, doesn't sound like there's any prohibition of getting benefit from the shade that a church gives off, presuming that you're A, not in it, or B, that you're not within Dalet Amos of the opening. Then it has this further thing, which is like shocking. And if they built the church after the road and they built it in your way, you're allowed to go through the church in order to get wherever you need to go. If we look in the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Ravid, the Beis Yosef Yud, and then he also quotes the Ran, that the Ran quotes also in the name of the Ravid, and he seems to agree with this, that not sitting in the shade is only by a Shera. But a base of Avodah Zarah, Tocho v'neged Pischo Arba Amos, that's Aser, but behind it is Mutter, because that point of that wasn't for shade. Yeah. And then he continues and says, Vatosfos in the middle there, Kasvu, Amas Nisan, Dulo Yeshiv Bitsela, Lo Dami Litzela Shel Hechal, the Stam Hechal Litochel Asoy, they're not to sit in the shade when it's referring to the Asherah. The only thing, again, the only thing mentioned explicitly in Avodah Zarah is the tree. So, so Tosfos, their comments, only not to sit in the shade of the tree. But in the shade of the Hechal, the Stam Hechal Tohu Asa, the purpose of the Hechal was for whatever is going on inside. Either because an Asher is different, or because the Chumra of Avodah Zarah is different. That maybe you would even be, it sounds like, more makil by church than you would be by the tree. The tree you gotta like warn people about. It's a little unclear, you know, this whole din of Asherah. So we're gonna actually be more machmir when it comes to trees than we would be by the churches, but the churches everybody knows that you need to avoid. So this actually is interesting as you go through Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you come across various things that we're extremely machmir about when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and then you come across other things where it seems like we're makel about Avodah Zarah because you don't really have anything to worry about because who's really gonna violate Avodah Zarah anyways. So this might be an example of that. And then he goes on and says, Adkan, Uviramazim, Kosit Kasuv, Tzel based Shal Avodah Zarah, Yesh Osrim Vyesh Matim. And then he says, Un the Ramazim. What are the Ramazim? So in parentheses says Piske Harash. So in the back of a regular Gemara, there's the rushes in the back of the Gemara, and then I'm not sure if it's on every Masechta, but on certain Masechtas, it says after the Rush, it says Kitzer Piske Harush, which just quotes a few halachas. And there it says explicitly that there is those that Aser and those that Matir, the shade of the church. So it seems like, at worst, getting shade from a church is a machlokas Rishonim. At best, it might be Matir. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Okay. Kufman Bay's tests, yeah. Okay, so we got Tess and Yud. So Tess is Asher Rabin Shaisa and Nav Rabin Shaisa Lilim, whether it was something that was worshipped or whether it was something that was Lilim Munachas Tachteha, that there is gods that are underneath this tree. So Asur Leishiv Itzel, you're not allowed to sit in its shade. V'mishal Derech Acharis, if you have another way, Kitzera Kamoa Asur Lavor Tachteha. If you have another way to go, a short way like it, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go under it. Ve'im lav over tachteh kashehu ratz. And if not, you could go under it when you run. Adds the Ramah, v'dafka lavor tachteh, about lavor bitzela b'chol inyan shari. But to just go in the shade of it, says the Ran, even that would be mutter. So that seems to go against what the Torah said. The Torah said that tzela is a problem. The Ran seems to say, well, the Ramah, who's quoting the Ran, says that it is mutter.
So that seems to be the opposite of what we have just been learning.
What do you mean?
I thought that you could go under with the church. There are some opinions.
No, this is only the Asherah. No, this is only the tree.
Asherah, you couldn't.
The tree, you couldn't right. So that's a machlokas. Yeah. So the machlokas, the shade of the shade. I mean, or no, I'm sorry, even the shade that's not under it. I mean, there's under a tree. Trees extend out, and you go under it. Mm-hmm. So Zaran says that's really the only problem with an asher. But even to go in the shade outside, so that would be mutter. Why? So a tree. The purpose of a tree is its shade. Yeah, the purpose of a tree is the shade under the tree, not the tree that would extend from it. That's probably what Zaran would say. Okay, but it's still more machmir than the base of Avodah Zarah. The base of Avodah Zarah is going to be is even mutter. Well, it's hard to really configure. There's no extensions from a base of Avodah Zarah. It's only the building itself. So, okay. So comes the now by the base of Avodah Sail base Elilim. What about the shade of the temples? So Tocho v'neged Pischo Toch Arba Amos Aser Tzel Shalachar of Mutter. But the tzel that would be behind it, that would be mutter. Afilu tocho, and even inside it, im gozel harabim shekadim lo haderech acher kach banasham beis shel ilim. If the people were all walking there, and then they built this church, so mutter. Lavor derech sham, you'd be allowed to go there. Aval im kadam habayis l'derech, but if the building was there before the derech, so then it would be prohibited. V'yesh osrim b'chol gavna. And then there are some that prohibit b'chol gavna in any event. What does it mean, b'chol gavna? So the Shach says he's going back onto the Reisha, that the tzel behind the... Behind the church, so that would be a problem. Says the Shach and Chaftalid, right? Arisha kai de asra afilu bivayis leishiv betzil shalacharav. By the churches to sit even in the shale behind, that would be a problem. The sphere laid the tzil asheru be'u bayis hakol shavi says it's the same. Va'beinach gavni ein mi she'oser v'chemuchach be'es Yosef. But other than this, there aren't those that prohibited me. Other than this opinion, it doesn't seem like they would be prohibited. And how do we paskin when you have a stam v'yesh? So we generally paskin like the stam. Right? When you have a simple, right, a blank opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is v'yesh misha osrim, there are those that prohibit it. So then one would we would paskin like the plain opinion rather than the yesh opinion that's out there. So the he read this. It was a pretty shocking thing that Shulchan Aruch says. So what does that mean? That if there was a road and they built a church on the road, you're allowed to walk through the church? What is that?
Maybe it just means the courtyard or something.
What?
There's nothing about entering the church.
There's nothing about entering the church.
It wasn't.
No, Shulchan Aruch had it. V'afilu tocho. It would be mutter. The shachad's only if you don't have another way, but that's just as fast. But okay, that's still a pretty shocking thing. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I should have copied this. So he has a tshuva. Where are we? We're in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Chaf Tes. Sifkat and Vav. So he has a topic entitled Isra Lichanes Lichnasis Hanotzim, the prohibition of going into the Christian churches. And he quotes, he says, Uveis Elilim Shebesimon Kuf Membeis Sif Yud. So when it talks about the Beis Elilim in our discussion, Eno Bayis Shesham Osen Tfilosim Vavadusehem. It's not talking about the actual church room where they do their davenings and their services. The haloya shaykh lomer sheika shem derech lavar bo. It's not possible that that there might be a heter to go there. Ela bayis miyuchad lavodazara lefi machshavus haovdim es avodazara. It's rather I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to, but a place that is distinct for avodazara according to those that worship the avodazara. Shalil ba l'sham ve'in osin sham klum. That there's like a godly area, but they don't actually do anything there. So some maybe like their lobby. I don't know, a lobby inside a church. Now he's not talking about a parking lot or a chatzer. Why? Aval b'vayis she'usen avodaseim aser b'chol ofen. But the actual room where they do the avoda, that's for sure aser. V'din ha'chatzer hu chatzer she'ein sham klum. V'anidon hu rak mifnei ha'chashad shalachin kishderach over bo l'makum achar mutter. Because a chatzer, that's a place where they don't do anything. What's he talking about? So I was wondering, so what's the din of the parking lot? So this is actually very relevant here, right? The park, we have a church nearby, and if anybody ever went to Tivi Goldstein's house, or Rabbi Brennan used to live on those blocks, right, to get back to my house, you would walk through the parking lot. So when I met with the priest there, he commented to me that he had seen people walking through the parking lot. And don't worry, it's okay. Because don't think that we did anything to sanctify the parking lot. The church is the only part that's sanctified, and that's it. You don't have to worry about anything else on this campus.
So what about the house next, across from the church? What do you call it? It's a little house. Not a little house.
You mean closer to us?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, so that's the priest's house. He lives there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any issue there.
Yeah, that's where we met with him when we were doing the seminary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then there's also a building. There's the school building. So that's not even a Catholic school. That's just rented out. And then there's a building above the Catholic school. So they actually have their daily chapel there. They have like a small chapel there. like they don't like meet for minyan, but like people that come in for meditation or something during the day. So there's like a small room in that little building over there.
I thought you were talking about the Presbyterian.
No, the Catholic Church off the block. So he said, don't worry, we didn't do anything to sanctify the parking lot. So does that help us at all? So it seems like it does. There it is. In Simon Kuf Mem Tes Sif Beis. So the Ramah there comments, Chatzir Shel Avodos Kulchavim, Yishom Dedino Ki'ir Shel Avodos Kulchavim, L'char Posan, Mutter L'chanes L'sham. Oh, sorry. Kuf Mem Tes Sif Beis. I'll take a look. Just the Ramah. So that is talking about Dina Yerudin of the ear that has this whole issue of, like, it seems almost a city that has a church you're not allowed to live in. That's what it almost seems like. When we get to that, we'll figure out what that means or what happened to that din. But the Ramah makes the point here. Chatzis shel avodos kolchavim yishrom the dino ki ir shel avodos kolchavim. Right? It was man she'ina obdi kolchavim miskabtsim sham lechar posan mutu lichanis l'sham. So their chatzir, even at a time where, as long as they're not gathering there for services, you're allowed to go there. However, some say that it is prohibited if you don't have another. If you have an derech over bo l'makom, if you can't go a different way, aval kishederech over bo l'makom acher. But where if it sounds like that's the only place to go, but if it's a way to get someplace else, l'chuli alma mutter. So then it would be mutter v'chinam minig pashut leilach derech osu chatzir l'makom acher. And that seems to be the minug, that when you have a chatzir that is opened on both sides, I mean, you can get someplace else by going into that chatzir, so it seems that it's permissible to use that chatzir. So if you ever find yourself on Rock Glen on Shabbos, you can use the parking lot to get across.
So, but when it says you can enter it, it means you can enter it, the part that they don't pray in, like the hall.
Right. So Rav Moshe says, well, that's talking about the parking lot, and you're certainly not allowed to go into the church itself. So, what are we talking about in Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud? I mean, what did we matter here by saying that? Oh, well, if the road was there before, and then they built the church there, you're allowed to walk there. Well, you're not allowed to walk in the church, and in the parking lot, you're allowed to go into. So, the only thing that must be talking about is some separate room that has some kedusha but not really kedusha, and they don't do avoda there. I'm not sure what he would, you know, most of these churches don't really have a lobby at all. They usually just like go right in. Yeah.
Well, they may have a social hall. I mean, the Presbyterians, I think, have a...
Well, so a lot of them have church social halls, but those are underneath. I think he means more like a... So a couple of weeks ago, I walked by St. Patrick Cathedral at night, and the whole building is just open, which is like, it's just, like anybody can just walk in. And I noticed there is like a lobby like right in the front. So, but again, that's only mutter if they took your road. If they built it on their own, so then it seems like there's no heter even to go there.
You can go underneath the sanctuary.
No, so going underneath is an issue. I think we'll get to that another place, but it's their church. Now the questions come up for like double, AA meetings and for voting and things like that. So we talked about that already. Yeah. That if it's obvious that it's not for a church service, so then it seems like it would be mutter. Okay, it's one more.
Got to shul with us a couple of times, and one time he got up before us. He started to walk himself. He doesn't read any English. He walked into the church instead of the shul.
So the one like there across the street?
The one closer probably to us.
Which one?
The one that's closer to us. I don't know which is which. That's how much I know about churches. So he immediately ran out when he saw the cross.
you mean on Brookhaven?
Okay.
The one right here on Hereford Road.
Okay.
The shul. He thought that was the shul.
Oh, the one after.
Well, the first one comes before one coming home.
Okay, so one more interesting halacha here. If you go, so if you go back to the Beis Yosef towards the end there, so he quotes from a Mishnah in another Mishnah in the third parak of Avodah Zarah, Yudalid. So he says, "Beperak kol hatzlamim," in the Beis Yosef, Tanan says, "Shal." Parkalus ben Pelusfus, somebody asked this question. It's Rabbi Gamliel. Ba'ako shehaya rochitz b'merchatz shel Aphroditi. Yes, Aphrodite. That's the correct.
It's Yud Dalet and Kufman Beis.
Yeah. So they have.
Okay, page Mem Gimel.
Do you have the same book?
Yeah.
So the Beis Yosef in Sif Yud Dalet, right? So he quotes from this Mishnah that this fellow Perkalos asked that in Akko they have this bath where they have Aphrodite is in the bathroom, is in the bathtub. So Amar lo kasuv b'toraskem v'lo yidbak b'yadech mu'uma min acherim v'fnei ma'ata rochitz b'mercha shel Aphrodite. So we have this pasuk that says you're not allowed to touch these things. So what do you think about washing in a bathhouse that has this idol in it? So Amar lo ani lo bati bigvula he bas bigvuli. So I said to him, he actually had a very what was his first answer? If you look up in the Mishnah, he gives like a very curt answer to him at first, and the guy has a comeback, and then he has.
Is asking is not Jewish.
Because he says your Torah. I guess so. Yeah, I guess he's not Jewish. So Amar lo ani lo bati bigvula ela bata bigvuli. Says I didn't come to him; he came to me. Meaning the idol go to the idol's place. The idol's coming into my area. So ein omrim nasa merchatz noy l'Aphroditi ela omrim nasa Aphroditi noy l'merchatz. So meaning what? We don't say that the merchatz is enhancing Aphrodite, rather this idol is coming to enhance the merchatz. Davar acher im nosin l'cha mamun harbe iyata nichnas l'beis avodazara shalcha arum. He says another answer would be that even if I would give you a lot of money, I assume you wouldn't go into your temple naked, right? Uvalkeri umashin b'faneh, or as a balkeri, or that you would urinate in front of it. V'zu omedes al pi habiv, but that Aphrodite is by the gutter. And everybody urinates in front of it. So if it's a god that people are treating as a god, so then it would be a problem. But if they're not, so then it would be mutter. So Rashi comments that Aphrodite was the name of Avodah Zarah, and the Merchatz was in its Chatzer, okay, and the Rambam adds in, Perek Zayin Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ahad Zu Medes Al Habiv, that it was by the gutter, and everybody was urinating in front of him. But if that was the way that you actually worshipped that idol, so then it would be and that should be obvious. So meaning, if it's the Baal Peor, right, which is the way that it's worshipped, so then obviously it wouldn't work. But if it's just there, so then you're allowed to use that area.
Was it in the water or just in the room?
It sounds like it was. My impression is that it was where the stuff guttered out.
So not in the bathtub. So.
No, it's on the side of the bathtub. So that's helpful, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says Merchatz Sheyesh Bo Lilim Mutar Lirchotz Ba Mifnei She Nasis L'Shem Noy. That a merchatz that has the god in it, you're permitted to wash there because it's only to decorate the bathhouse. V'lo la'avodah, you're not worshiping it. Shenemar Elohim b'zman shenoagim b'minog Elohus v'lo b'zman shemavazinosa. That means with their gods when they're actually acting as their gods, but not when we're being mavazah them. Kegonzu shiumedes al habiv v'akol mishtan b'faneha v'imayaderach avodasa b'kachas. But if that was the way to do the avoda, so then it would be problematic. Okay, fine. So the last section here talks about hearing the music from the churches and looking at their paintings and stuff, but perhaps we'll save that for another week. All right, let's stop there.